Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Stocks in China led another slump in Asian markets Tuesday, closing down 7.6%. Shanghai's main index dropped sharply when the market opened, but then rebounded at one point to being down about 4%. As shares fell again in the afternoon, markets in Japan and Hong Kong that had rallied to gains also saw sell-offs. Japan's Nikkei index closed down about 4%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng rallied in the final hour to finish just in positive territory. Meanwhile, indexes in Britain, Germany, and France were up more than 2% in early trading. Worries about China's faltering economic growth pushed down global stock and oil prices on Monday, including an 8% plunge in China. South Korea has halted propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after Pyongyang expressed regret over a recent landmine explosion that wounded two South Korean soldiers. The agreement reached Tuesday after marathon talks diffused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This was obviously a compromise by both sides. And again, I think that's not insignificant all by itself. We hope that it will contribute to decreased tensions, and we're just going to have to see how it plays out.
The two Koreas also agreed to hold talks soon on improving ties. Authorities in Spain and Morocco arrested 14 people Tuesday they say were part of a network to recruit fighters to join the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. Spain's Interior Ministry said the arrest took place at San Martin de la Vega, just south of Madrid, and in five locations in northern Morocco, including Casablanca, Fez, Nador, among two other cities. VOA News. A strong typhoon brought strong winds and flooding rains to southern Japan Tuesday. Authorities advised more than 100,000 people to leave their homes as Typhoon Goni produced wind gusts of up to 180 kilometers per hour. The storm left more than 20 people injured in Japan and forced cancellations of flights and train service. Forecasters expect the typhoon to continue moving north toward the middle of the Sea of Japan by early Wednesday. Police in Hungary reported Tuesday that a record number of migrants had crossed into the country, while the United Nations Refugee Agency said it estimated thousands more were following a similar path. Hungary has registered more than 100,000 migrants in 2015. That's more than double the number from last year. Authorities said nearly 2,100 crossed the border on Monday. That's the highest number to do so in a single day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met in Abuja Monday with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and promised solidarity in the fight against insecurity, unemployment, and corruption. Mr. Ban spoke of the security situation in the northeast as the government attempts to quell the Boko Haram insurgency.
The humanitarian situation in the northeast is particularly worrying. We are working with partners on the ground to scale up humanitarian operations. I congratulated President Buhari on the efforts to protect and uphold the rights of displaced persons.
Meanwhile, a young female suicide bomber Tuesday killed at least five people and wounded dozens in the northeastern town of Damaturu. Although there has been no claim of responsibility, suspicion has fallen on Boko Haram, which has used dozens of girls and women to carry out such attacks in recent months. Health officials in Sierra Leone released the country's last confirmed Ebola patient from the hospital on Monday, beginning a 42-day countdown to begin declared free of the virus. Adama Sanko left an Ebola treatment center on the outskirts of McKinney after receiving her second negative test for the virus. Liberia, meanwhile, was declared Ebola-free in May, only to experience a brief resurgence in cases. Russian authorities have begun to remove foreign brands of detergent and washing powder from stores, claiming that they pose health risks. The Consumer Protection Agency said in a statement on Tuesday that recent inspections of selected goods by top foreign brands such as Colgate-Palmolive and Procter & Gamble have found high levels of toxic ingredients. Meanwhile, the companies listed by that Consumer Protection Agency have not immediately reacted to the allegations. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.